Wow, can we give the band another round of applause? I hope you guys had a chance to get here early enough to hear the jazz number that they were doing. Did you guys hear that? Oh, man. I was up here on Tuesday as their practice, and it was fantastic. They just clicked it up a notch for Christmas Eve. So I'm so glad to see all of you here. This is a very special Christmas, and I'm so happy to be here with you. My name is Dave, in case you don't know me, and welcome to Waterfront Community Church. We've been in a message series this month called A Fear Not, and just talking about different fears that we've had. We've talked about the fear of where we stand with God and the fear of what other people think of us. There's a bunch of phobias that people have. You guys might have some phobias. You've heard of some of these. Arachnophobia is the fear of spiders. Claustrophobia is the fear of small spaces, tight spaces. This time of year, you might have agoraphobia. It's the fear of shopping malls, is what they call it. I have a little of that because I also have brokophobia. It's the fear of being broke and not having any money. That's what we're at right now. Some of you remember a time maybe when you had a little bit of a fear of the dark. And I don't know what the phobia is. Anybody happen to know that? I have no idea, okay? But some of you might remember a time you have fear of the dark. I had a little of that when I was little. I remember when I was really small, I had a little Mickey Mouse nightlight in my room. Did you guys ever have a nightlight? And Mickey Mouse kept me safe through many a night, you know, kept me safe from those whatevers that were under my bed or in my closet. But we can all relate, I think, on some level to a fear that we have, whether you have a fear of spiders or heights or something else. But today, I'd like to just introduce you to a different type of fear that the Bible talks about. It says, most of us have had this fear at some point in our lives. And when you hear this, it's going to sound almost counterintuitive. Like, it's the complete opposite of what you would expect. But it's something I think that all of us needs to come to grip with when it comes to the Christmas season. Jesus just says, this is the verdict. He says, light has come into the world, but people have loved the darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. And everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for, and catch this word, for fear that their deeds will be exposed. And just so there's no confusion here, Jesus, he's describing himself, he's using a metaphor, but he's saying that this was a dark world. But when he came, he was a single little light in this dark place. A single light in this dark world. And you would think, if you lived in this dark world, and if you have a taste of a fear of the dark in any stretch or in any way, that would be good news. It's like, hey, look, we're in this dark place. Finally, there's a light that comes into this place. But what he says here, it's so important. He says, you know what? Everyone thinks they're afraid of the dark. We're not afraid of the dark. People love the dark. The dark's fantastic. What they're afraid of is the light. They're afraid of the light. And I just want to unpack that with you just for a couple of minutes. I'm going to talk here. Because that's not what you would expect. But I think that that's so central to understanding what the Christmas season is all about. This little baby that came into the world 2,000 years ago in a manger, when light came, it made a significant impact on this world. And the first impact that it made was just quite simply, it was fear. It was fear. Light has this way of kind of revealing things. Some people would prefer just to kind of keep hidden. In fact, Jesus just kind of says, you know what? People just tend to avoid the light. If light kind of comes into a dark place and just kind of like shy away from it. They're avoiding it for that reason, because light exposed how flawed that we were. And nobody likes that. You ever notice how, like, in romantic restaurants and date places, you know, those are kind of dimly lit places, you know? Like, no one wants to go on a first date with somebody and have all these, like, bright lights around you. You prefer it to be a little bit dark. They call it mood lighting, right? The darker, the better. Why? Because, you know, I'm trying to hide that 10 pounds of holiday weight that I'm putting, you know, I'm going to put on my, you know, frumpy holiday sweater and sit in a dark room. That's what I'm going to do, you know, because I don't want you to see all that. I don't want you to see the wrinkles I might have, or, you know, for some of you, I'm the flaws in my makeup. Like, you know, life is just sometimes a little bit more flattering in the dark. There's more control. I can let you see the things that I want you to see and maybe hide a few things that I don't want you to see. And light, when it comes into a dark place, it changes that. Because light, you know, these spotlights should tell you, light is loud. Light exposes. And what Jesus says is, that's what happened when I came into this world. It's funny, when you look at his life, I don't know what you believe about Jesus right now, if you believe that he's the Son of God, or if he was just some, you know, dude that was, you know, really great or a good teacher or whatever, but if you look at the stories that are written about him by his closest friends, it will blow your mind, because everyone who came into contact with Jesus just got exposed in some sort of way. He'd show people how foolish their thinking was. He'd be like in a conversation with people and they'd be trying to kind of trap him in this conversation, and he would just expose little flaws in their logic and in their thinking, and by the end of the conversation all of his enemies would be looking at each other just like, we're a bunch of dopes, you know, what's the matter with us? He exposed people's sins, and some of these sins were things that like nobody knew about. And then all of a sudden Jesus just kind of like, hey, I know about that thing. And then it was out in the open, and not in a judgmental way, in a very redemptive, loving way, but that's a scary person to hang out with, isn't it? Especially if you've got stuff that you would rather keep in the dark. Like, Jesus ain't the guy that you're going to call up for just a casual coffee thing, you know? You'll avoid the light. You'll fear the light. And that's just as true today for people that I know as it was even back then. There may be some of you that know that there are some things in your life and deep down that you don't want to face. Things from your past and some things from your present, some stuff that may be going on right in your heart right now. And if you've been there, you know that the darkness, it feels safer at first. And then over time, it starts to get kind of cold. And then it starts to get a little lonely. And then you just start kind of wondering yourself, is there anything more to life? And maybe, I'm not sure who you are or where you're at, but maybe that's where you're at this Christmas. And I don't know the way that your year has been, but or why you're here. But I want to tell you that that is why this church is in existence. That's why I became a pastor. That's why there's 100 people in this room who are celebrating this Messiah who came into our world, and celebrating Christmas is because we believe Jesus when he said, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. And whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but they will have the light of life. You see, when I decided to be a Christ follower, maybe like some of you, it was risky. Because this Jesus was going to make me face and deal with some stuff inside of me that I didn't necessarily want to see or want to deal with. Things I didn't like, didn't, you know, want to change because I didn't want to see it. But this is what happens. We take kind of like one step a little bit closer to the light and we realize, oh, you know what, that's not so bad. And then we take just one kind of like baby step a little bit closer to the light, and it's kind of like, ooh, that one hurt a little bit. That stung, okay? I got to deal with that. But then as we keep taking steps just a little bit further and closer to the light, we start to find faith. We start to find grace. We start to find love and forgiveness of this great big God for all of the darkness that we have inside. And then we find this all-powerful, this loving God, once we get close enough to the light, who now is kind of leading us and guiding us through our life into the kind of life that we should have been living all along. And this is huge. You discover a life where purpose, where mission, where truth, where faith, where hope, where love collide on both this side of eternity and the next. And Jesus calls that having the light of life, but it was the life that you were designed to live. And it starts with us simply being humble enough to submit to this Christ and say, as the psalmist said, search me, O God, and know my heart. Search me, God. Know what's on the inside of me. Search me, O God. Let me get close enough to you so that you can expose the things that need to be exposed. Let me rest in your grace. Let me rest in your truth. Let me rest in who you are. And I want to tell you, it may be a particularly dark time in your life right now. It's kind of ironic. I always find that this season can sometimes feel the most hopeless of any seasons in the course of the year. But this is what we hear. This is the message from Scripture. But fear not. Fear not. Fear not. Light has entered the darkness. Light has entered into the darkness. And he wants to lead you into the life that he created for you. And if you've never submitted your life to Jesus, I'd like you to do that with me right now. If you want to bow your heads and pray. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for saving us. I want to thank you for entering into our dark world so that we could all live the life that we were meant to live. And Lord, you know that at this moment I am a sinner and I am in need of your grace and I am in need of your love. And I have lived in the darkness for many of us just way too long. And today I choose to walk in the light. Lord, forgive me. Thank you for coming to our world. Thank you for dying on the cross. And thank you for giving me the life that I was meant to live. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Okay, there's one more really big, very cool, exciting thing that happens on Christmas morning. This is the exciting part. Are you guys ready? Yeah. You ready?
Yeah.
Kids, are you ready? The light started to spread. This one light, it comes into this dark place, and this light went out and it ministered to thousands of people. And he went out and he loved and he shared and he shined his light in the darkness as bright as he possibly could. And the people didn't like that light. They didn't like that at all. They avoided it. They were afraid of it. And so they killed him. But they couldn't kill the light. And so this light went out and he shared his light with 12 of his friends. And then those 12 friends shared their light with 12 more of their friends. On and on it went. Oh, we're working on it. This might take a little while. You guys don't have any Christmas plans yet, do you? No more wrapping to do? Oh, here we go. All right. All right, we're going to go with Olivia here. All right. How's it going? Oh, it's going good. Excellent. This looks great. Jesus took his light and he shared it with his 12 friends. Those 12 friends went out and they shared it with 12 more of their friends. And they went out and shared it with some more of their friends. Then that light kept spreading and spreading and spreading and spreading. This light spread for hundreds and hundreds of years. Some of you today, you are bearers of that light because somebody shared that light with you. And Jesus left you who have trusted in him and who are bearers of that light some instructions. This is what he says. He says, you are the light of the world. He says this, pay attention to this. He says, a city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and then put it under a basket. Now, let's just do a little experiment, okay? Can you do this with me? Everyone, want to take your candles, and I want you to bring them down low, just as low as you can. Kind of cover it up with your hand. Don't burn yourself. Don't set any chairs on fire or anything. Just blow it, bring it down as low as you can. And now just look around yourself real quick. I want you to notice, no matter how many candles are lit in this room, how dark this place is. When you hide your light or when you keep it from shining bright, this room, it stays pretty dark, doesn't it? And so this is what Jesus says to you. He says, nor do people light a lamp and then put under a basket, but they put it on a stand. And it gives light to all in the house. Now I want you all to raise your candles up as high as you can, up in the air. And I want everybody to look around yourself right now. And Jesus says this to you. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see that your good works and then give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Now, I just want you to imagine, what would it be like if everyone in this room walked out of here with their lights like this instead of like this? What kind of impact do you think that that would have on our dark world? You think that would make an impact on this world? We've got Christmas here in a few days. It's a prime time to get kind of annoyed and chippy with family and friends and just regular things that are happening with each other. Just a reminder, let your light shine. Let your light shine. Let your good deeds give glory to your Father in heaven. Let's not be ashamed of the Christ that we celebrate on Christmas, kids. You know, if you have an opportunity to help mom out in the kitchen and do some dishes, kids, that's what you do. You let your light shine. You help mom out in the kitchen. You do some dishes. You know, dads, if you're kind of getting to the point where you're annoyed and ready to take off, okay, this is Christmas time. Let your light shine in front of your family. Let's let our light shine. Let's be the light of the world this Christmas season. You are a light in this world. Is everybody with me? Yes. All right. Good job, everybody. Well, we have a final song. Go ahead and keep your candles lit for now. And we like to do something at the end. Every Waterfront Christmas Eve is the song Silent Night. And we're going to sing that here together. So why don't y'all stand up with me real quick? And if you have family or friends who are sitting next to you, this is a time, and we got to be really careful not to catch each other on fire, but grab the person next to you, maybe put an arm around somebody and just hug them in tight. This is a moment where we can just kind of celebrate this as a family. We're going to sing the song together as a church family, and then Jim's going to come up and kind of do a dismissal for us, okay? So Merry Christmas, everybody.